greet each one of you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and thanking Him for everything He has blessed us with throughout the days that's passed and gone. You know, as we look around this morning, we meet old friends that we've met in the days past and gone here at this place, and it's a great thrill in my heart this morning to see each one of you. And may we all bow our heads in a word of prayer, thanking God for the things that He has blessed us with so greatly. Our Heavenly Father, we thank Thee this morning most of all for Jesus, that gave His life that we might have life and have it more abundantly. And we thank Thee this morning for a God who can and will answer prayer. And as we approach the throne of Thy grace, we come to Thee with thankful hearts, thanking Thee for every home that's represented here in this great and memorial time, when we come together to celebrate the great Stephen Foster and this great memorial unto him. Father, we thank Thee for this time, this place, and this privilege, and we pray that the memory of the late Stephen Foster shall live forever in the hearts of people. And may this memorial park grow from day to day. We thank Thee, O God, for these homes and these people. We thank Thee for the ones that will make the program what it will be today, for each one that takes part. And we pray, O God, that You will bless them in a special manner. We thank Thee this morning, most of all, for health and for strength, for the sunshine and the rain. And we pray that You would bless us as only You can, as only You know how to bless. Thanking Thee in advance, O God, for all the things that are before us, and asking Thee to bless this program now as we start in this, the Lord's Day. Lord, we thank Thee for the privilege and the opportunity. We beg for Christ's sake and in His name. Amen.
The Swanee Valley boys pointed out that there was somebody on the program ahead of them, and I said, oh yes, the Seminoles, our lovely two Seminole families, but they're not like us, you know, they don't hurry. And so when they come, we'll be ready to welcome them. In the meantime, it's a pleasure to have the Swanee Valley boys from Ocala, under the direction of Frank McWaters, show us what they can do.
Thank you very much, Cousin Thelmer. It's real nice to be back up here. Been here a few times before, and we hope we can do some songs that you will enjoy. The first one we're going to do is a little church song called Just a Little Talk with Jesus.
I once was lost in sin, but Jesus took me, and in a little light from heaven filled my soul. He laid my heart in love, and He wrote my name in soul. And just a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Let us have a little talk with Jesus, tell Him all about our troubles. He will clear up in His pride, He'll answer by and by.
When you feel a proud of that,
find a little talk with Jesus, makes it right.
Thank you very much. We're going to get our accordion player to come around and play a solo or instrumental on the accordion. we have another song. This is another church song. I'm sure you've heard it in
living below in this old sinful world, hardly a comfort can afford. Striving along to face temptation, so where could I go but to the Lord? Where could I go? Seeking a refuge for my soul.
Building for my Lord. Now if I was drunkard, hey, what I working on a building for my Lord, for my Lord. It's Holy Ghost building, it's Holy Ghost building, it's Holy Ghost building for my Lord, for my Lord.
Thank you very much.
I hope they mean every word they sing. It's a wonderful thing. Now, this program was designed to fill a need. We have so many requests from budding young composers to be heard that we decided that a Sunday morning program would be the proper place to hear these songs. The first composer is a White Springs lady, a Mrs. Stormer. She has here to sing her song for her, Charlotte Blackwell and Janice Garrett from Lake City.
He'll hear my plea. Calm star raging, fill
was inspired to write that beautiful song because her daughter is being married. And that is to be sung at Joyce Stormont's wedding. Let's give the mother composer and these lovely singers and the daughter a great big hand. We have so many remarkable people connected with our festival, and I want you to know that we are grateful for every lick that the performers hit, and for the many licks that the producers hit. They are untiring in their efforts to make it a little better every year. It's always a pleasure to present the Wiggins sisters from Bradenton. Betsy, the older sister, is a talented musician, composer. Betsy Wiggins and Harry Wiggins, and their father, John, adjusting the mic.
Thank you. This morning we'd like to sing some songs that we have written. The first one is called When God Calls You, and, well, I guess it'll explain itself. And Hallie's going to play the melodica on this one. By myself. It's called Where Will I Go, Lord, When I Die? And I wrote this one fairly recently. Where will
day is coming, it won't be long, when I pay for my sin and wrong. There comes a time when all men die, no matter how rich or how hard he's tried. The marks he has made will be taken by buried in the sand. So I must live my best each day and follow him along the way. For you don't know when this whole world will end, for someday soon he'll be coming again.
Grateful for the heavy dew that fell before day this morning, because we were being smothered in dust down here. Oh, so many people, so much talent. And here's talent from Mount Berry, Georgia, from the wonderful Berry School. Billy Thomas. And Billy will tell you about his composition.
First song I chose to sing was written by Bob Dylan, and I think that y'all will like the song.
Oh, the time will come up when the winds will stop and the breeze will cease to be breathing. Like the stillness in the wind before a hurricane begins, the eye that the ship comes in. And the seas will spread and the ships will be hidden, and the sands on the shoreline will be shaken. And the waves will sound and the waves will pound, morning will be a breakin'. All the fishes will laugh as they swim out of the path, and the seagulls will be a smiling. Like the rocks on the sand will proudly stand the eye that the ship comes in. And the words that are used for to get the ship confused will not be understood as is spoken. For the chains of the seas will have busted in the night and be buried on the bottom of the ocean. Oh, a song will lift as the mainsail shifts and the boat drifts on to the shoreline. And the sun will respect the every face on the deck, the eye that the ship comes in. And the sands will roll out your carpets of gold for your weary toes be a-touching. And the ship's wise men will remind you once again, a whole wide world is a-watching. All the foes will rise with the sleep still in their eyes. Jerk from their beds and say they're dreaming. They'll pinch themselves, they'll squeal, and they'll know that it's for real. The hour that the ship comes in. And they'll raise their hands, say, roll me all your demands. We'll shout from the bows your days and numbers. And like Pharaoh's tribes, they'll be drowned in the tide. Like Goliath, they'll be a conqueror. This second song is one that I wrote myself. As I walk along the shore, I gaze onto the sea, wondering what you left me for, the reason I could not see. Seagull, don't fly away. Just sing your little tune. Crystal man, he comes to me to tell me of his sorrow. Then floats back onto the sea, waiting for tomorrow. Seagull, don't fly away. Drink your wine, your eyes stare at the ground. Seagull, don't fly away, just sing your little tune. Just one more time, we played the game. It was fun for a little while. And suddenly that last day came. You said goodbye with a smile.
Thank you.
Thank you, Billy. We've had such a wonderful time here since Friday. Oh, every minute has been packed with just the most wonderful, exciting ways of the South, ways of Florida, ways that must be kept alive. these beautiful young people who are about to come on and dance for us. Looking forward to it. So he put his blessing on, and certainly they all have been a blessing to us all week long. We had four wonderful dance groups here with us. Our next composer, poet, is a friend of Stephen Foster Memorial, a prominent member of Florida Federation of Music Clubs. And she sent the wonderful bird and animal caller from her town, also a great big basket of cucumbers by him, because that's the cucumber center, Wauchula, Gary Thrilltill, who's president of the Wednesday Musicale of Wauchula. And Gary is reading her own original poem, The Lament of the River Swanee, for us. But several years ago, when Billy Bowlegs III died, Gary wrote a tribute to Billy Bowlegs III on his 101st birthday. And this poem was read by the author here in 1962. And by request, the poem was read at the unveiling of Billy Bowlegs' monument at Ortona Cemetery near Bell's Glade in 1966. And Senator Spencer Holland requested a copy of the tribute and had it published in the Congressional Record. And I'm going to ask her to read both of her poems at this time. Lament of the Swanee, and a tribute to Billy Bowlegs III.
Thank you, Cousin Thelma. When I looked at those children and all the energy they displayed, I'm so happy that I chose writing instead of dancing. However, you may not feel the same. I love up here. I think it's just beautiful. And I have been coming up here once or twice a year, ever since the museum was dedicated. And those of you who live here know how long ago that's been. And all these years, I have tried to put my feelings into words and have been unable to do so. But just recently, I don't know why, maybe I put my mind to it or something, these words came to me. However, it is the folk festival that I had in mind. And I have called this Lament of the River Swanee. Come back, murmured the River Swanee, as she slowly winded her way to the sea. Sadly, she crooned a forgotten melody of the old days and ways that used to be. Of the old days that used to be. She yearned for bright fields of corn and cotton, and children small, playing round a cabin door. Gaiety at the manor house was not forgotten. How sweet are days, how sweet in retrospect are days of yore, of days of yore. Sing to me, she sighed, songs of long ago. Sing deep, sing lustily, sing sweet. sweet and clear. The farmers in the dell and hi-ho, darling Nellie Gray. Sing for all to hear. Sing for all to hear. Play, fiddle, play. Give out a lively tune by candlelight or 'neath the starry sky. Strike a chord, fiddle, to make young lovers spoon. Play, fiddle, play music to make toes fly. To make toes fly. Call a square dance and choose a partner gay. Girls bow to boys, then join hands and promenade. Turkey in the straw, shoe fly shoe, now sashay. Clap your hands, kiss your girl and don't be afraid. Kiss your girl and don't be afraid. Bring your folk talent to my immortal shore. Bids the river Swanee for the world to see. Sing, dance, play the fiddle, retell folklore. In memory of days that used to be. In memory of days that used to be. This is tribute to Billy Bowlegs III on his 101st birthday. Now, down in my neck of the woods, Billy Bowlegs was a hero to us, Billy Bowlegs III. When I first learned of Billy Bowlegs III, I wanted to write something about him. And I thought that he was the chief Billy Bowlegs, but he wasn't. The chief Billy Bowlegs was Bowlegs II. And Billy Bowlegs III was no kin whatsoever to the chief, but was named for him. And when I read this the first time, we stood in the middle of the arena there, and he stood beside me. However, he was sitting here, and as I came up, I thought I would assist him, being 101 years old. Well, he beat me over there and waited for me to come and read the poem. He stood as straight as an arrow. And when I finished the poem, he gave a smart little bow to the audience and turned and beat me back over here. I've never seen so much energy for anyone even half that age. Maybe I better tell you, the Indians call the new moon the little moon. Lokosi is the brown bear. Walks in the grass like the wind, they tell me, is still a favorite of the Indians in expressing something. Alapata is an alligator. The river of grass, of course, is the Everglades. Chickies are their places of dwelling. And by the way, Cousin Thelma told you that this was entered in the congressional record. And chickies came out chickens in the congressional record. I'm talking about the pre-Columbian Indian. And before the pre-Columbian Indian and Christianity, before the Indian went into anything of importance or a battle, he drank the black drink to cleanse his soul. And here in one of the stanzas, I have, thy foe shall meet defeat from his brother's sword. That is the war between the North and the South. And the Indians were not molested anymore by the white face or the pale face after the Civil War. Now I believe that I have explained this to you. February's little moon, in a moment untamed, let fall a baby boy beside a hunter bold, who had paused while giving chase to Lokosi. For tribe's brave chief, Billy Bowlegs, the babe was named. Ere long, young Billy walked in the grass like the wind. Early, he learned to hunt and track the Florida wolf. Feared not the panther nor the alapata, knew the river of grass for his steadfast friend. Yet, little Billy dreaded the pits, dark and hot. His mother dug, and therein hid him by day from the cruel pale face, evermore in ambush, seeking to ruin crops, chickies, or kill on the spot. Hoping to alter the fate of all of his clan, old Chief Billy Bowlegs drank the black drink and sent one of his twin souls to the Milky Way, where dwells the Great Spirit, God of the Red Man. Thy trouble is no more, the Great Spirit roared before the plea was worded by the old chief. Unite thy souls, the Indian God continued. Thy foe shall meet defeat from his brother's sword. The third Billy Bowlegs birthright has been denied. All his daring dreams sleep in his heart. At times, he views yesterdays that have failed him, while down through the long years, peace has paced his stride. Now ancient, Billy Bowlegs grand to the end, is loved by his tribesmen and pale face alike, has lived life to the hilt with ill will toward none. A walks in the grass like the wind, the world his friend. Thank you. From Mount Berry, Georgia, Jack Cheney, instead of Feeney as it's printed on the program. It's a pleasure to welcome you.
I don't know how many of you listen to the radio, but I see some Girl Scouts. Okay. I don't know how many of you listen to the radio, but I see some Girl Scouts and some young people in the crowd that I know have heard some of the songs that they've been singing. And there's one song that's entitled Honey. I'm sure some of you know the song. It's a song about a man is singing and about his marriage. Seeing I'm neither married nor a man, I felt a little funny singing this song. So I recomposed it a little and made up some words that could be sung by a single girl.
It wasn't very long ago when summer ends and winter blows that I met you. And I got mad on our first date. You always managed to be late from then on through. We dated more but took our time before admitting love was kind and love was true. But now I've found its meaning cruel, for you've left me a silly fool. I miss you, and I'm feeling blue. I long to be with you, if only you knew. Those football games you used to play, torn pants I sewed so many a day, we took while hand in hand, the fortune teller sure demand that you were mine. And little Lisa's sparkling eyes, when you held her close by your side and called her name, I see her now with tears inside, remembering that child I cry out, who's to blame? Darling, I miss you, and I'm feeling blue. I long to be with you, if only you knew. As time went on, our feelings grew, and I was sure your feelings true. But I was wrong. Your love ran out, your heart grew cold, the kiss I loved for you grew old, and I was wrong. You say I pushed, I guess you're right, but I loved you and it seemed right. knew the love that you and I once had is something